You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know I sure am because we made it and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend,
It's Friday, woo! Can you get on Friday? Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
I mean, I can only base it on this window outside of our building, but it just seems like people are maybe not even going to work today. The traffic, it seems seems way lighter than it usually looks.
You're
going
to breeze right through downtown if you're on the way this direction.
And that's your traffic report.
We've got Matt from Puyallup on the phone. Matt, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm writing a big shout out to my buddy James for getting me an I Beat Meg shirt.
Hell yeah.
Did he really? That's awesome.
He did. I am 1-for-3 right now.
Are you wearing it right now?
No, I'm wearing like it's
a uniform. In order to call, you have to put the shirt on.
All right, Matt is ready to rock. So, Steve, you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What color is the Washington State flag?
Green.
It is. What world-famous auto race takes place in Indiana?
Daytona 500.
No.
In Indy 500.
Yes. What, with the number being in the 60s, how old was Evel Knievel when he died?
67, 68, 69.
69, yes. Which planet was discovered by mathematical prediction before being directly observed?
Pluto.
No.
Neptune.
Yes. Who played Kelly Bundy on Married with Children?
Christina Applegate.
She did. How many toes does a gorilla have?
5.
No.
4.
No.
3.
No. What is the main ingredient in glass?
Sand.
Yes. On a keyboard, what number shares its key with the exclamation point?
Period.
No. Number. Yes. Number.
1.
Yes. What film starred Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt?
Twisters.
Correct. How many canine teeth are in a normal set of human teeth?
4.
Yes. And with that, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Matt, my gracious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here comes Steve.
Here I come.
I'm feeling very enthusiastic in here right now.
Yes.
Are you?
Is that because Danny left?
Yes.
Yes. He's up to Albuquerque. Safe travels.
Steve, are you ready?
Showtime.
What color is the Washington State flag?
Oh, it's green.
It is. What world-famous auto race takes place in Indiana?
The Indy 500.
You know it. With the number being in the 60s, how old was Evel Knievel when he died?
It's not 69. Why are you asking
it
the
is.
Question?
Okay. Which planet was discovered by mathematical prediction before being directly observed?
Pluto?
No.
Earth?
No.
That's a stupid guess. I'm sorry. That would be Uranus, Tyler.
It would not be.
Damn it.
Who played Kelly Bundy on Married with Children?
Christina Applegate.
She did. How many toes does a gorilla have?
Three?
No.
Four?
No.
Five?
No. What is the main ingredient in glass?
Oh, that's sand.
It is. On a keyboard, what number shares its key with the exclamation point?
Number one.
Yes. What film starred Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt?
Independence Day?
No.
I don't know. Bill does Helen.
Wow, no.
Helen's fun time with Bill?
No. How many canine teeth are in a normal set of human teeth?
Four.
Yes. Steve Miggs, with time on the clock, you got seven correct, which is a pretty good score.
Oh, crap.
But it's not enough to beat Matt, because Matt got nine correct, and that is a 9-7 victory for our friend from Puyallup.
Nice job, Matt.
Thank you.
I guess he did earn that shirt.
Yeah, he did. So let's see here. He did guess that the planet that was discovered by mathematical prediction before being directly observed.
Earth. I can't believe I...
So totally self-aware.
Yeah.
Neptune.
Okay.
The number of toes a gorilla has is 10.
Oh, total.
Yes.
I was just thinking about toes. One leg.
And then only three, though? That would be a weird-looking foot.
I don't know, like a cartoon, you know.
Our friend also did know that Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt starred in Twister.
Twister.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
What is happening?
No, I haven't. I know what it's about. It's like a hurricane, right?
Yeah, totally. A hurricane.
Tornado.
And then a tsunami.
Yeah.
And then an earthquake.
Oh, is it everything?
It's all the things at once.
For real?
No.
Okay.
It's just Twisters.
I hate you.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call. We have a simple question that we want to ask you. And we swear, we promise that it is a very simple question. But in order for us to ask it, you've got to call us. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls and ask that simple question after Beastie Boys. Tyra Banks was on Today with Jenna and Friends. And she revealed what unusual habit she has. And that is popping other people's pimples.
I like to pick. Yeah. But I have a kit. You have to have a kit. You have to have a kit.
Okay, I didn't realize it was as hardcore as she's making it out to sound.
What am I missing out on? Tell me about this kit, Tyra.
You have to have a kit. So you have to have, like, some alcohol or some, you know, some stuff. And I'm
Now, who are you doing that to?
Anyone that wants it.
If I see you in the streets, I got a pimple. Do you have your kit? Okay, yeah, I can't even say it out loud without even like grossing myself out.
My mom, my friends, my man, my son, and then a pimple. Like if you had a pimple,
you'd be staring at me the whole time.
I would be staring at you.
What would be your mental track? What would be going on in the brain?
I want it so bad. I just love it. Like it's like
an addiction.
It's an addiction. It's disgusting and erotic at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I would like use that as the description of why you like doing it, that it's disgusting and erotic at the same time.
Those are not the words I would use.
No, but although I feel like we should combine the two of you and her together because you're like,
I want it so bad.
All over it. Well, based on Tyra Banks having an unusual habit of pimple popping, we have a simple question to ask. And we are going to start with John in Tacoma. John, what is your unusual habit or what is your partner's weird habit?
All right. So my weird habit would be every single time my wife pops her bra off, I have to feel her little imprints that her bra has left.
Wait a second. Let's check with Tyra Banks.
I want it so bad.
Okay. So she agrees as well.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Does your wife enjoy it?
She does.
When the first time you wanted to do it, how did you explain that to her? Like, hey, can I just feel the imprints?
I just kind of just went for it. I was like, I don't even care what's going to happen. I'm just going to be like, hey, let me feel those.
Let me get in there. 206-803-ROCK, our simple question for Alex in Renton. What is your unusual habit? Or, time out your partner, what's their weird habit?
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
I heard this from a podcast. I listen to it all the time. I got a lot of free time while I'm working. And it's a Japanese thing. I forgot what it's called, but I'm a guy, so it's unusual for us. but at home, I pee sitting down.
Oh! Let's check with Tyra Banks. Hold on.
I want it so bad.
Okay, she likes that as well.
Have you been doing this for like an extended period of time in your life?
I mean, I probably started maybe 6 months to a year ago. I don't really know anymore. But once I heard it from my podcast, I'm like, that makes sense. It's less fillage all around the toilet, so it don't turn yellow on the porcelain and stuff.
There are times where I'm wearing shorts, and I'm like, I didn't realize how much of a splashback because all of a sudden the pants aren't there, so you could kind of feel like. The when you're going number one in the urinal.
You guys might be starting a revolution.
Oh, no, I still stand up. My question, though, for you, Alex, then, is you go to a sporting event or a concert, and obviously like there's like a row of urinals, and then there's maybe like one or two stalls, and you just have to go number one, and the two stalls are taken. Are you going to wait for the stall?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I just do it at home. And even in sports events and shows anyways, the women take it all up in the men's room anyway, so I hate it.
I don't know what sporting event you're going to. I've never had a woman take up the stalls.
Steve Miggs, I want to know from you, though. Do you have an unusual habit?
It's nothing dirty or nothing weird. I have a weird thing where whenever I'm pumping gas, I need it to end on the zeros.
Oh, okay. So wait, if you miss it, I'm guessing you don't miss it very often. But if you do, does it like sit with you for the rest of the day? Are you disappointed in yourself?
No, I keep going until I get to the, I'll go the extra dollar.
You just keep, okay, but what if you like get to the point of filling it up and you haven't hit the zero?
Thankfully, I haven't had that problem today. Well, what about you?
Oh, I'm like Tyra Banks. I'm a pimple popper.
I want it so bad.
So does Brad like you popping the pimples?
Yes and no. There's times where he's like, leave me alone. Don't like get away from me. But there's times I'm like, I see something on the back of your shoulder and I just want to get it for like 2 seconds. And I even have friends that are like me, and they have headlamps that they wear and special with a special magnifying glass so that they can really see what they're getting after.
They actually do have a kit.
Yes.
That is so crazy. My wife's the same way. Like she'll pin me down sometimes.
Yes!
And be like, no, it's more about plucking. Like I'll have like this random stray hair that will like kind of grow like right by my cheek and right by like the nose as well. And if I don't get it out, like usually I'll just like kind of quickly shave it off. But if I've missed it a few times and it starts growing, she's like, let me get the tweezers. I want to pluck that. I'm like, no, I don't like the way it feels.
She's a mother plucker.
She is. And she'll say this.
The Daily Mix Show.
A great chat is happening on Reddit. Where they were asking what 90s or 2000s trend would baffle kids today. And the comments are going to make you feel really old. We're going to go straight to those comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There was a great chat on Reddit where a user was asking of us, what is a 90s or 2000s trend that would absolutely baffle kids today?
I love these because, A, it's a trip down nostalgia. And then I hate these because then I realize just how old all of us are getting.
I don't want to talk about how old we're getting. But we do need to go straight to the comments.
Everyone knows social media is a time.
Yeah, Danny wouldn't have done that.
Danny would not have done that.
No, you're such a failure.
Unfortunately, Danny is in Albuquerque right now. He cannot help us remotely.
This sucks. I'm kidding. So we found some of the comments from that Reddit thread. And I figured who better to read it than a true icon of the 90s. Who do you think I went with?
Is it Pamela Anderson?
It's not Pamela Anderson.
I don't know. Who is it?
You can't think of another 90s icon?
I don't know.
All right, I'll give you a hint. It's a cartoon.
Bart Simpson?
Bam!
Oh.
Impressed. Yes. Originally, I was going to go with Jerry Seinfeld, but for some reason, his voice wasn't working on the app that I have. So.
Dang it.
So we're going with Bart Simpson, Robot Bart, reading some of these comments about things from the 90s that would confuse people if you told them about today. Are you ready for the first one?
I'm so excited.
Buying ringtones.
That's a solid point because not only do people not want ringtones, most people have their phones on silent and just vibrate nowadays.
That said, I loved having a song for a ringtone. Loved it.
I don't think I ever spent a dime on a ringtone. I don't even know if I ever even used a ringtone. What was yours?
Oh, I had all sorts of ones. Everything from Bad Religion to Journey. I had it all.
One of my, I can't remember, I think it was Basket Case Green Day. We had a buddy, he was telling us about how he only had that for when his wife would call. And then she found out, and she was not happy with that.
Oh, no. Because
I forgot, at that time, you could have specific ringtones for different people.
Oh, yeah.
Which I know I've always, some people would joke about having, like, the Imperial Death March from Star Wars when their significant other would call, which I thought was kind of funny.
I love that.
Yeah. All right, here's the next one.
Recording songs from the radio and cursing the DJ because they're trained to talk over the song until the very second the singing starts.
Those jerks.
I used to do that all the time.
Same. Wait,
you're waiting all day to hear that song, and then you're like, shut up, man!
Or you hear it, and you run to the boombox to hit record. I had so many songs recorded off of the radio,
yeah.
But it never bothered me that the DJ talked over it. It almost became part of the song, so when I would hear the song, I would also hear the DJ talking over it. Like, I remember there was, like, a Bon Jovi song when I heard it. Still to this day, every once in a while, I'll still hear, like, this DJ from K-Rock in New York talking over the song.
And I bet he hit the post every time.
Crushed it. You don't get to work in New York unless you do it.
No.
Do it the right way.
Explaining why we had to blow into game cartridges to make them work would sound like ancient magic to kids today.
That Nintendo cartridge was like a harmonica.
I mean, I was a Sega girl, so it was a Sega cartridge, yep. But same difference.
Also Atari, if you really want to yourself. Yeah, all of those. You blew into all of them.
Oh.
Do you remember with Nintendo? I don't know if you hadn't.
We did not. We were only a Sega household, Steve. We weren't that cool.
Well, I don't know if this makes you cool that you had Nintendo, but you put the Nintendo cartridge in, and sometimes if it didn't work, you like kind of wedge like a magazine or a paperback book so that way it stays more into the into the machine.
That's a pretty fancy trick.
None of it really worked all that well.
Waiting a whole week just to see the next episode of a show.
Okay, well, I still think we do that.
I mean, in some cases, but, you know, more than often now, it's like they release the whole season at once, and that's why I end up binging things in one weekend.
That is fair, because WWE put out that Unreal docuseries about the behind the scenes of professional wrestling. It's really good. It's on Netflix. And I remember after the first episode, I'm like, oh, man, I can't wait till next week. And then I realized, oh, no, all five episodes are already there.
Just press play.
Just binge it.
Checking the newspaper or calling for movie times.
Did you ever do movie phone?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
See, I didn't do it. So, yeah, I guess for movies as well, we would check the newspaper. Also, do you remember checking the newspaper to find out if your favorite team won the game?
Yes.
Like, it's just crazy to think that there was a time without the beauty of the internet or your cell phone where you could just find out the Mariners won or lost last night.
You were at the mercy of the newspaper.
Yep, or the standings or anything along those lines.
Do you want to know one for me, though?
Yes.
Inflatable furniture.
Inflatable furniture.
Did you never have inflatable furniture?
No.
I had an inflatable couch. I had an inflatable chair.
Like in your living room?
In my bedroom. That was like my like chill zone for me and my homegirls. And let me
tell
you.
Were these pool floaties that you just put in your room?
Basically, it was very trendy at the time. And also, if I was to sit in something like that at the age of 40, I would realize how uncomfortable it actually is.
You probably wouldn't be able to get out either.
No!
All right, let's check out one more.
One phone per house. In the kitchen, no privacy.
Oh, that was our household. And the privacy was the bathroom because the cord was long enough to go into the bathroom.
Okay, that's funny.
So if you wanted privacy, which wasn't very private anyway, because then that just made people want to eavesdrop more. Like, why is Steven in the bathroom with the telephone talking to his friend Chris?
Oh, you weren't flirting with a girl?
No, we were talking about when we're going to hang out again to play Atari together.
Nerds.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Nerd! We had so much fun at the Everett Aqua Sox game last year that we're doing it again this year. And it's going to be on Sunday, August 24th. We have tickets available at KISW.com. It's a day game. Come kick it with the Daily Mix Show. And we got the Aqua Sox.
We're going to be in Everett.
With it, Webley. You're probably gearing up for the day right now, sipping down some coffee and trying to figure out what all is happening out there in the world. And it's a big world.
Huge.
So there's a ton of stuff going down, but we're going to break it down and tell you what's trending. What's trending
on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Ozzy Osbourne was laid to rest during a private funeral that happened at his Buckinghamshire estate right near a lake. And there was this beautiful floral tribute that spelled Ozzy effing Osbourne.
Which they didn't. Yeah, it's not just effing. They spelled the word out. And I was like, that is exactly what I don't know Ozzy. I can't speak for Ozzy. But based on his use of the F word, I feel like he would have been very happy to see it said Ozzy effing Osbourne.
So perfect. And yeah, a lot of rock stars obviously in attendance, including Rob Zombie, Zakk Wylde, Marilyn Manson. And then at Buckingham Palace, the band of the Coldstream Guards for King Charles decided to pay tribute to Ozzy when they performed Paranoid during the changing of the guard ceremony.
Okay.
Dope.
That's so cool. I got to imagine these musicians were like, yeah, we could do something different.
This is about as different as it comes.
Also, I don't know why I know he's been king for a minute. It just kind of felt weird when you said King Charles. I'm like, you mean like Prince Charles? I forgot. Like, yeah, eventually he became the king.
Yeah, he's the boss now.
Like, for all my life, I just knew him. Like, we're homies. I was texting with him.
Yo, Prince.
Yo, what's up, Prince C? And now he's the king.
It is pretty cool to see just the scope and scale of the love for Ozzy Osbourne.
It's been on a whole other level, more than I ever thought. Like, I knew he was loved, but I just forgot how much of a cultural icon, not yes, just for music, but also just for, like, the reality show and just everything about the dude, the concert festival. It's nice to see so much love going towards Ozzy and his family.
It really is.
All right, so I know you're excited about the Naked Gun movie. It's out this weekend. It's the fourth movie of the franchise. And this one, I didn't even realize what the premise was, but it's got Liam Neeson. He's playing Frank Drebin Jr., the son of Leslie Nielsen's character. So I was like, okay, that's a cool way to do it. He's trying to keep his father's memory alive by preventing the closure of the police squad. Pam Anderson's in it as well. And you're just hoping that there's a true romance between the two.
I'm so hopeful. I want it to be so. It is what I'm manifesting into the world right now.
Well, now, if you believe the rumors, we might now understand why there are a couple, because it seems like if the rumors are true that Pam Anderson has a type, and that's large dongs. Liam Neeson, apparently, according to, this is a weird rumor to have, but I think it's one that you don't, like, you're like, okay, I'm cool with having this rumor. Rumor has it he has the biggest junk in Hollywood, according to some reports, including, like, an ex, Janice Dickinson, no pun intended, says that he's very well endowed.
Wow!
And has raved about the fact that Liam Neeson is packing some massive heat. So we had a check with Liam Neeson, and he did an interview, and he talked about it. So would you like to hear what Liam Neeson had to say?
I sure would.
Yes, I have a very particular set of skills, very long skills, skills that put Tommy Lee's drumstick to shame. Some call my skills the Celtic corn dog or the lucky charmer. Ladies always yell at me to release the Kraken. But Pamela, she wants me to star in a new sex tape titled Taken 4, Hung But Not Forgotten.
Okay, yes. Of course, that's truly what he said.
Yeah. Okay, before
1,000%
this
confirmed.
Before this report, had you ever heard that?
No,
rumor? I mean, not that you're paying attention to, like, the dong sizes in Hollywood.
No, but I subscribe to Dong Digest. They've never brought this up before.
And now he's on the cover.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to try and beat Steve this morning? His record is very impressive right now. 256 wins, 81 losses, and 63 ties in 2025. If you would like to play Beat Migs, call 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Migs at 850.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.